Angels of the North, Feminism and Forgotten Women in the North of England. Last week, a group of many women gathered in the light and airy space of the Word in South Shields to hear Baroness Joyce Quinn and Moira Kilkenny discuss their book, Angels of the North. Very aptly, we were located in the Catherine Cookson room, as she was just one of the amazing women we were about to learn about. The audience was as varied as the many women discussed, and in a time when feminism is at the forefront of all of our minds, the talk was a breath of fresh air. Starting with Baroness Joyce Quinn discussing the reason the long-term friends had decided to write the book, the audience settled in to listen to this knowledgeable writer speak. Baroness Quinn explained that the women had wanted to shine a light on the many female historical figures who were being forgotten, as some historians believe that the story of history is but the many autobiographies of great men. She also spoke about how they decided which women, 40 in total, to include in the novel, and that each woman had a close connection to the Northeast, even if they weren't born here. The book was released fortuitously around the commemoration of 100 years since some women received the vote, and this talk was given at a time when rights are systematically being kept or taken away from women across the world. To hear about the plight of strong women over the past 400 years was an inspiring and emotional experience. During her time speaking, Moira Kilkenny told us that it is often believed the first piece of true feminist literature written by a woman came during the 18th century, but in fact Mary Astell was writing in 1666 when she published her two works, which were A Call for Equality in Marriage and Education for Women. For many, 1918 was the start of feminist activism in the UK, but in fact that was just one event in a long history of women fighting for their rights dating back to 1666 and continuing on today. The women presented to us were just a taste of what the book Angels of the North has to offer, and the variety of women were truly inspiring. These weren't just political figures, but doctors, nurses, entertainers and writers. Working class women were presented alongside the aristocracy. One woman originated from Australia, whilst many were born in the Northeast. The stories were all intriguing and impressive, with many a gasp of surprise from the audience as we learned just how tenacious these women had been, despite the stifling times they were often living in. One case study that was particularly memorable for me was Ida and Louise Cook, two women I had never heard of before. Ida and Louise were passionate about opera and saved all of their money, which as working class women was not a lot, travelling to opera performances. To boost their income, they made clothes and sold photographs of the clothing as advertisements. Then, during World War II, one of the sisters had work published for Mills and Boon, and they were able to travel to the Salzburg Festival, where they met from Mattia Meyer-Lischmann, who told them of the plight of the Jews in Nazi Germany. That night, they vowed to help as many Jewish people survive as they possibly could. Over the following years, using their love of classical concerts as a cover, they helped over 20 Jewish families escape Nazi Germany and were later celebrated as heroines of the Holocaust. This is just one example of the 40 extraordinary women profiled in Angels of the North. These stories are incredibly inspiring, as are the writers of this book who kept the crowd entertained while educating them with their wealth of knowledge on the women who would otherwise be forgotten by history. Perhaps our schools and government can take a leaf out of Quinn and Kilkenny's book to add more of these amazing women to the curriculum and teach our girls just how much they can achieve in their lifetimes as the strong women our ancestors knew we would become.